my good luck to be permitted by the DG of Broadcasting, that is the Director General, to speak for a few moments about the DG of Bournemouth, that is to say, Sir Dan Godfrey. The central... central figure of our music, whom you are here tonight to honour. It is an important night in the history of Bournemouth, in Sir Dan Godfrey's career, and, to no small extent, in the musical life of this country. Naturally, there is a note of sadness on such an occasion, but there is infinitely more for happiness and gratitude when we contemplate Sir Dan's wonderful record, the brilliant achievement and the splendid service of these 41 years to music and musicians, and especially to British music. I am particularly commissioned to convey to Sir Dan tonight the warmest good wishes and the sincere gratitude of many eminent musicians, composers, conductors, performers, and of the great musical institutions who realise the great debt they owe him. I do so in the name of Sir Alexander Mackenzie, the grand old man of English music. Composers of this country have always found in Sir Dan a friend indeed. To the young composer especially, he has been a friend in need. They could always say, if my work is worth doing, Godfrey will do it, and he did. And so many works that have achieved fame have had their first hearing in Bournemouth, with Sir Dan as both minister and godfather at their baptism. Thus it is that he has for so long been a real power in the musical world and has exercised so wide and beneficent an influence on the music of his time. That all this has been done in Bournemouth should make Sir Dan very proud, and the people of Bournemouth with him, for they must recognise that he has brought them a great musical fame. In the minds of music lovers and makers, Bournemouth and Godfrey are practically synonymous. The number of concerts he has conducted is staggering. The record of works performed covers the whole field of classical and modern music and a most notable list of contemporary music. He must needs be a proud man. He has every right to be. I am sure he knows that Bournemouth is proud of him and his work, and that many, many more outside Bournemouth are grateful for all he has done for them and for music. Like a great cricket captain who has completed the innings of his life and made a record score and brought great renown to his side, he returns to the pavilion, or rather tonight retires from it, amid the applause of all who have watched the great game that he has played. Sir Dan's record will stand for many years. It should be a grand stimulus to his successor. Sir Dan, I offer you the gratitude of all who love music and live with it.